morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, the weather is turning colder, and as the weather turns colder, we'll turn to the final month in our Cass County Iowa State University gardening calendar for a few reminders as we head into these colder and final months of the year. If you haven't already, now is a great time to winterize your lawnmowers and clean your garden tools. Fence your young trees and shrubs to prevent rabbit damage, and mulch your strawberries with 3 to 5 inches of straw to keep them safe through these colder winter months. Now is also a good time to think about covering the bottom portions of your hybrid tea roses with soil, and also, if you have not done it already, thoroughly water any of those newly planted evergreens before the ground freezes. As we turn our attention to some of the plants indoors this time of year, make sure to avoid wetting the leaves of your African violets to avoid spreading disease. Rotate your house plants to prevent one-sided growth in this time of year. Place poinsettias in a bright location away from drafts if you've already purchased some of those for holiday enjoyment. And if you've already got a Christmas tree or plan on picking a live one up soon, make sure to keep that Christmas tree stand full of water to make sure that tree doesn't dry out and start dropping needles before Christmas time. Also, if you're looking for gift ideas, don't forget the 2014 ISU Extension Garden Calendar is now available for purchase at the Cass County Extension Office. For only $6, you can get a garden calendar with 12 months of gardening reminders for any of those gardeners on your list. The 2014 calendar focuses on trees and famous trees around the U.S. Other news from Cass County Extension, our Science of Parenting blog for the month of December focuses on teenagers. Often children approach their 13th birthday with excitement. They can't wait to be teenagers, but parents, on the other hand, see these milestones as a beginning of new worries. During December, our family life specialists will take some time on our Science of Parenting blog to talk about what's normal for teenagers and what parents can expect. Teenage brains are still developing and won't be fully mature until they reach their early 20s, according to family life specialist and blog author in December, Donna Donald. But their brains do improve during the teen years as they get better at making decisions, thinking ahead, planning, and comparing risks and rewards. Research shows that with love, support, and communication, parents can still have a big influence on healthy adolescent development and help those kids and parents survive the teen years. The Science of Parenting blog is brought to you by Iowa State University Extension and the broader Extension Network to help parents deal with issues in childhood in all different age groups. The Science of Parenting website can be found by going to the Iowa State University Extension webpage, type in Science of Parenting, and you will pop up to a site that has frequently asked questions, a blog where you can comment and interact with experts on the topic, as well as a monthly 4-minute podcast that covers the hot topic of the month. Of course, since this is an ISU Extension sponsored site, it's all research-based information and resources to help parents rear their children and get them going in the right direction. And parents are always encouraged to join in the conversation, share their thoughts and experiences. Other information recently posted on the local ISU Extension website, the Money Talk program is a great resource, and Money Talk is an online program to help folks learn how to manage their money. This is especially valuable this time of year as Iowans need to learn how to plan for holiday and other spending, whether that be holiday spending, birthdays, or other special events. Lots of great tips and resources. Just search Money Talk on the Iowa State University Extension website. As always, if you have any questions or anything like that about the things you've heard on these weekly chats, whether it be gardening or money or parenting or anything else that you may have questions about, feel free to give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 243-1132. Stop by our office on the fairgrounds at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, or find us online anytime, 24 hours a day. Just search Cass County ISU Extension, or find us on Facebook. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.